Light Town Advisory Board, Searchlight Community Center, 200 Michael Wendell Way, Searchlight Nevada, 89046. Mark, there's a volume control on top of that speaker. Just turn it down a tad. Yeah, perfect. Right there. Thank you. So for January 14, 2026, 6 p.m., here is the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on a posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided by to the board by for this board members for this meeting may be requested from Mark Moskowitz at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material will also be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers. Secretary, Kathleen Hickman, County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. Meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. James Allen present. Natalie Jeter absent. Kayla McGinnis
present.
Donna Moore
present.
Kyle Myers
present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comments? Next item, approval of minutes for December 10, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve of the minutes for December 10th, 2025.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passed. Approval of the agenda for January 14, 2026, and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve of the agenda for January 14, 2026.
And a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Informational items. Received a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding the coffee and conversation scheduled for Saturday, January 31st, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. First, I want to wish everyone Happy New Year. And to my left is Kathleen Hickman. She is replacing Tammy. She, I know Tammy will be able to be fully replaced, but she's doing a great job. She'll be here. She's part-time to start right now. She's doing Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but please welcome her to Searchlight. She's doing a great job. She lives in Laughlin, so we're happy to have her here. And she's learning trial by error. Okay, so she's doing a good job. First thing is the coffee and conversation. That's going to be on Saturday, January 31st. It will be from 1:30 to 2:30 at the Searchlight Senior Center. So Commissioner Knapp, myself, will be there. Please come. It's open to everybody. We're going to have Morning Joy Cafe from Laughlin's going to bring some coffee and treats up there. So come, ask some questions. We can all hang out and everything. So we're looking forward to have everyone attend. Also, I know it's the new year. I know I've mentioned this before. We've got some flyers in the back for our tenant improvement grant program. So I know it's the new year. Some people might be thinking of starting a business or doing stuff with businesses. Please grab one of these flyers. If you're a small business that has fewer than 20 full-time employees and less than $2 million in annual gross revenue, you can get up to $25,000 to improve your business. The Morning Joy Cafe in Laughlin fixed their sign. They got a new sign. So there's a lot of money still available. So please, if you know anybody, apply. If you have any questions, let us know. Or there's a QR code on it that can answer some of those questions as well. Also, the new year, I know there could always be changes and stuff. Just a nice reminder, Nevada Legal Services has a satellite office that they do the first Wednesday of every other month. They did it this January, but that'll be March, May, July, September, November. That's going to be in the Laughlin Government Building. If you have any questions for legal questions, they can help. I always say it's a good thing. You can always call them in advance, and what they can do is they can actually start your workflow. So say you have some questions about stuff, they can kind of get all your paperwork in, and then you can meet with the person in person, but also don't feel like you have to do that. You can always just come and meet them in person, but sometimes it helps if there's some questions that they might need follow-up as opposed to going back and forth. So we have a flyer back there and a pamphlet that kind of covers it all. And when Nevada Legal Services is there, every first Wednesday of the month is Clark County Business License has a satellite office down there. So they're there from, I think it's 10 to 2 as well. And they're there to answer any questions. So please, if you're thinking of doing a business or have any business questions or want to know about businesses, you can always call their office, but you can also, if you want to talk to someone in person or show them stuff, they're down there, which is convenient. And they're usually very available. So, and then we also have our newsletters in the back, and then those are all my updates. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Next item, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concerns.
Good evening. I'm Officer Shalim. It's S-C-H-E-L-I-N with Metro Police. The report this month, calls for service and Searchlight, December was 32 calls for service, which is up 100% over last year, which was only 16 calls for the month of December. In comparison, the month of November, we had 26 calls, so up slightly from November to December. Traffic citations, Metro issued 5 citations in the month of December. No DUIs, no domestic violence arrests, and 2 adults were arrested out of the community in the month of December. That's pretty much all I have to report for this month.
Okay, any questions?
Can I ask the officer a question?
Certainly, Jack, go ahead.
There was a major robbery.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. You're going to have to refer to the PIO. You're going to have to put all your questions to the PIO.
Probably the biggest robbery has been in town.
Okay.
For.
You're going to have to research it with the Public Information Office. That's all I have to say today. Thank you.
For the whole guest, the Dewey Ranch got robbed. Basically, 2
Jack,
times.
Take the podium, Jack.
You got to say your name.
Jack Weaver, 445 East Edition Street, Searchlight. Anyway, in regards to this robbery, down at the Dewey Ranch, they have completely cleaned out two or three containers down there. I'm talking about pickup loads, not just one or two pieces. And then Phil, who is their caretaker down there, discovered a week later another break-in in another container. So there's been a very large robbery, and I think it should definitely be reported so the public knows how bad this really is. Just neglecting it is crazy.
Thank you, Jack. Yes, go ahead.
John Schuler, 301 East Thompson, S-C-H-U-L-E-R. I'm up here to make the town board aware of an incident. It was a call for service that Metro responded to on Sunday, January 4th. You may be aware there was a person found deceased in his home on Hobson. He was a veteran, 38-year-old veteran. And his name was Jonathan Combs. Lived across the street from me, really close to where my sister lives, and I try to keep track of him. Very private individual, but I did see him. I would see him leave once a month, maybe twice a month. Didn't see him putting his trash out. Didn't see him leaving his house. Didn't see any tire tracks. Got on the county's website to see if he actually paid his property taxes last year. And he didn't. So a lot of red flags. I realized it had been several months since I'd seen him. So my sister decided to call Metro to do a welfare check. Now, mind you, I've got 30 years of law enforcement experience. I'm retired. So I expect things to be done a certain way. I have an expectation when I call law enforcement that it's handled, at least handled appropriately, at least handled with some sincerity. And it wasn't. So my sister calls, explains all this out to them. There's exigent circumstances to go in a semi-locked gate, a piece of baling wire holding a fence on, to at least go knock on the door to make sure that this guy's okay, or walk around and see if you smell an odor, or look in a window to see if there's flies in there. I mean, there's several obvious things that could be done. And this officer that showed up, Officer Fraley, didn't do any of that. Told my sister and told me he wasn't going on in that property. Utterly ridiculous. We had some words. I told him I'd do his job for him. Took a picture of the water meter, and 2 days had passed. So I get a hold of my neighbor Sam and tell him what's happening. I said, hey, I fear this guy is in there dead. I can't get Metro to do anything. Sam has a conversation with the judge over here, or the justice of the peace over here, and happens to be a detective there in the courthouse. He gets the detective to go over to Jonathan Combs' house. Make a long story short, he is in there deceased. Could have been handled on Sunday. Should have been handled on Sunday. Very unprofessional, in my opinion. Don't think that I think they all do a poor job. There's bad apples in every job. But we shouldn't have to put up with a response like that. And don't think that people in the community here have tried calling the Laughlin station about response times, about how they handle calls for service. When they are in town, how they're on 95 writing tickets instead of in town, doing regular cop work. Here's some of the things that we tried. Tried calling the Laughlin station, people have. Tried calling the lieutenant in charge down there. I tried to send an email to NAFT at one time to explain to him what was happening down here. And I don't think it ever got to him. It went to Mark here. And I got rerouted to the lieutenant. And I explained that our complaints to him go on deaf ears. So went as far as even going down to Laughlin to talk to the captain of the area here. And leaving that meeting, which was a good meeting, what I left there was, it's hard to do a job when sometimes you have two people on duty. You know, it's a little bit ridiculous. So it's unfortunate. It seems like it's always a fight to get Metro to do their job. Not with all of them. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying with some of them. And this call right here was definitely one of them. So this one right here is, you know, they need to do their job. That's all I'm saying.
All right, thank you. Any other comments? Next item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good evening. Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol, WALLER. First off, my apologies for missing last month. We had a critical crash just after 5 o'clock down at St. Mary Mac Farm and airlifts and water, so we required me and all the guys to handle that. So I did miss it. For last month, December, our staff we conducted 589 traffic stops, issued 391 citations, investigated 5 crashes, we had 1 arrest, and with all of our other calls, we had a total of 691 contacts with my 4 guys. That's all I got, unless anybody has any questions.
Any questions from the public? Board? Okay, thank you. Next item. Receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, good evening. Kathy Flanagan, FLANAGAN, and Aaron Gamble, GAMBLE, Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water use for December 2024 was 2.7 million gallons. Water use for December 2025 was 3.27 million gallons, which is an increase of 570,000 gallons. The Cottonwood project did use some water in December, so maybe some of that was part of the increase. But we know that that project's now completed, and the NDOT project didn't pull any water in December. There were no main breaks or service line leaks to report.
So we are going to be having here probably like the next month or so, we're gonna have our asset management group come out and do a leak detection survey of Searchlight, see if we can find some leaks to kind of look and see for the non-revenue water and stuff like that. So we might see a van out here and guys working in the streets doing that. Our rural system operators and our customer care, they continue to call people, you know, they notice if there's leaks or potential leaks on properties. We had one property in December, it was going through 4,000 gallons a day. And so luckily we were finally able to get a hold of first and able to get it fixed. That's a lot of water for a very long period of time. I know that this time of year, I tend to mention this a lot, temperatures will drop in, it gets cold down here. Please take your hoses off, your hose bibs, insulate them. Use an example, just this past weekend, I noticed it's Kyle Canyon, somewhere there's some snow. We had 2 houses that had services that froze at their homes, and we actually had 1 house that had a pipe that broke inside, like severe damage inside. So it ran for like 23 hours and 40 gallons. That's a lot of water inside your home. So please, winterize, do the best you can.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my apologies. Received a report from Melissa Vandriff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandriff, BANDRUFF. For the month of December, we processed 198 civil citations and 76 traffic misdemeanor citations and 1 probable cause.
Questions? Comments?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Donna?
The statistics for December of 25 was treated an average of 41,000 gallons per day, opposed to December of 2024, where they had an average of 43,000 gallons per day. So the difference was 2,000 gallons per day from last year at this time was a decrease. There were no sewer service complaints filed for the month of November 25, There was one call before you dig. There is a monthly flow comparison chart attached to the back of the report that can be valid at the back of the facility here. Looks like we're going to have some rate increases. July 26, July 27, and July of 28, with the comparable rates going up, you can notice those also there without mentioning the by person. So that's an annual increase of 2.75% after June 30th of 29. If you have any other questions, you can go on to their cleanwaterteam.com website to find out any information or any budgets that Searchlight has.
Thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lear, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming events.
Got a demon Happy New here. Year. Can you hear me? I couldn't hear in the back. Y'all hear me? We had our first LEGO Robotics competition on November 22nd. I didn't see you all in December, so I'm going to give you an update. It was at Desert Oasis High School in Las Vegas, and there were no Searchlight kids present in the end, but I did have three brothers who participated. They are from Laughlin, and they represented Searchlight just beautifully. They had Searchlight shirts on, so all the media and all the pictures represent Searchlight so wonderfully. But these kids were from basically Golden Valley, and they participate in my LEGO Robotics at Bennett Elementary School in Laughlin, and they picked up the pieces when the kids from Searchlight were scared to speak in front of adult judges. They didn't win, but they did go on to the championship in December. There was a big piece down in Laughlin in the newspaper about the Searchlight LEGO Robotics team and how wonderfully they did. So I just want you to know, you guys were represented super well. January Healthy Aging and Living newsletters on the back table, along with a new flyer on bingo size. We're going to do a pop-up event here on February 2nd, and hopefully we'll get an interest, so that's something we can do weekly. It is going to be at 10:30 on Monday the 3rd. It's free, it's open to the public, and there are prizes involved. So we're going to get you guys moving. Sometimes in the winter it's hard to do, so it'll be fun. Michelle's still offering watercolor classes and pickleball to the community also, and those flyers should be in the back too. Our 4-H Outdoor Nevada event is on January 26th, and we're going to go to the Davis Dam in Laughlin, and we're going to do a tour with the kiddos there. We do have three spots if there are any junior high or high school kids interested in attending that event. It's from 10 to noon on that Monday. It's a teacher in service. My mom used to say, when are the teachers teaching? So we have a lot of teacher in-services during the year, and so we try and fill those with needs from the kids and do something interesting. We call it Outdoor Nevada. So we do have Walking Box Ranch coming up, and we have the Chichati Cup Mine coming up for the kids, too, on some upcoming events. Devin is going to begin her Steaming Through the Season classes at Reed Elementary on Wednesdays. She'll start that in February. And she moved 4-H Friday for the elementary students to the mornings. So she's going to go 8 to 8:45 before school, and she's kind of collaborated with Tyler on the use of the library. And it is going to be a curriculum called Healthy Me, and so it involves healthy eating and exercise and movement, which I think these kids need, and they loved it because they enjoy the nutritious snack before school, and then they get the wiggles out too right before on a Friday, so I think the teachers will appreciate it. I begin 4-H Friday with the teen scene that same week, so February 6th, and we explore everything 4-H. That's actually what it's called when I have to put it in my system. It's called everything 4-H. Chemistry, team building, games, baking, decorating, artistic expression, crockpot creations I'm going to bring to them, and beginning photography this semester. And I kind of just want to see what they like so I can bring it to them. So the more kids that show up for some of my events, and Tyler knows this, then you go, aha, that's what's going to rope them into coming. Laughlin Justice of the Peace and the Extension Office in East Clark County opened up the Alamo Camp in July. There are six spots free for junior high school kids. It is the money that Laughlin raised because they were inspired by the money that was raised here. I remember that night. and it was awesome. And we brought four kids to the camp last year, and so you kind of challenged Laughlin, and they were like, hey, pass the hat around to Laughlin, and they put money together, and so we're going to bring six kids again. And it's a camp specific to leadership. They are going to have to speak in front of people. We're going to force it, right? So they have to volunteer 20 hours. This is kind of the caveat. For UNR Extension 4-H programming. So they might have to help out with the littles or help out in the garden, but they have to do 20 hours of community service. If you know any students who are interested, please see Devin or myself, and we have to actually document the hours and present it. So there are plenty of kids. I have one kid that's going to the spring break camp free of charge. I'm excited to see how that's going to go because we really want to give kids that experience. I was in Alamo last week. It's beautiful. Paramagat Valley. It's not Lake Tahoe, but it is in the middle of nowhere. We saw cattle and horses, and we were bird watching, and it's Dark Sky Initiative, and it's a super neat opportunity. So let's get our kids from Searchlight there. I also have radon kits available to check out. They're the new ones. So they plug into an outlet, but you'll see in the back there's one more of the old radon kits. So if you have a house and you're interested to see if radon is a threat to your foundation, take that home. There's no obligation. You do the test and then you can send it in. The remediation is what costs money, is to figure out how to get rid of the radon. But to test it is something UNR Extension offers for free. So please take advantage of that. I have these cool kits in Laughlin. If you were to contact me or you grab me after today's meeting, I'll drop it back by next week on my way through. I'll bring it to your house. So I have those. It's super easy. No word on the shade structure. I haven't heard for the garden. But we do have the new vinyl signs coming. They're ready. I guess the gal that works in that promotional office is lucky enough to go home at 3. So I didn't catch her today because I went to her office at 3:30. But I will pick those up next week, and we'll put those up, and they're real nice. And then I thought really neat, Gamble left, but Jack Corbin from Las Vegas Valley Water District contacted me last week, and he goes, hey, I'm just checking on you in the garden. You guys need anything else? What? You want to give us free stuff? Let me have my garden meeting, and I'll get back to you. So we're trying to put in, like, ADA garden pathway that's the crushed slate. And if we don't have enough of that, that's the first thing I'm going to ask Jack for, because we have everything for it, and they are such a great partner to work with. I'm excited. I like it when people give free stuff. Speaking of that, we have a new property, and it's in North Las Vegas, and I'd never seen it. It's a horse property, and I'm not a horse person, and I went and took a look at it. It's gorgeous, but it also has a really cool lemon tree on it. So I completely ravaged it with the permission of my boss, because I know Searchlight's always loving fresh produce. So all of those lemons on the back table, you have to take with you today. You juice, make lemon bars, put it on your salmon. I don't care what you do, but take them because they're Meyer lemons and they're fantastic. Any questions for me?
Any questions from the board?
Not a question, but for in regards to the shade structure, the SBO purchased the soil report from Geotech early last month. It has been submitted to the Clark County Building Department, and we are waiting on them to grant the permit so we can move forward with the structure.
And it's my understanding that it won't take that long once it's granted, correct?
Correct. It's been about a month since it's been submitted, so maybe Mark can make some phone calls and find out what's going on with that.
Now that everybody's back from the holiday.
Sure.
Cool. Thank you, Board. Happy New Year.
Any questions from the public? All right, thank you. Next item, receive a report from, is there a library? Yeah, there he is. Tyler Young, Searchlight Library, regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hello, Tyler Young, manager of the Searchlight Library, YOUNG. I don't have a lot for you today, but I do want to mention that the Reading Winter Challenge has begun. It actually started earlier this month. All you have to do is read for 5 hours this month, newspapers, audiobooks. I'll count subtitles if you're watching shows with that. Whatever you're doing, as long as you're reading for that 5 hours, come on in, let me know, fill out a little bookmark. tells me what you did, what you read. I want to get you guys to get free gifts. You know, it's one of your hobbies, you can get stuff for free just for reading already. And that's what we want to do. We want to give you guys free stuff. We want to be a part of this community. So you can either do it through this QR code on the flyers we have back there, or I have barcodes in the library. You can come grab a bookmark for me.
Any questions from the public? The board? Okay, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. See if we go there. Next item, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
There was nothing reported in regards to public works in December. I know I mentioned getting a hold of them for street sweeping. I figured waiting after the holidays would probably be the wisest way to approach that issue. But outside of that, I'll take any questions or concerns regarding public works. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Planning and zoning. VS250850 Turnbull LLC vacate and abandon an easement of interest to Clark County located between Armed Forces Street and Gasline Road between Gavilon Street and Check Ride Avenue with searchlight. Description on file for possible action to the PC 2326. Is there somebody here who would like to speak to that issue?
Melissa Ure, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, 89014, here on behalf of the applicant. I do have an exhibit I'd like to pass out to each of the board members. Most here are very familiar with the airstrip that's to the south of town. That airstrip's been there for quite some time. And what it is that there happens to be an open, right now it's basically an open drainage ditch that runs right along the airstrip itself. And what we're proposing to do is vacate that drainage easement, and we're going to rededicate it. And the reason for that right now is that the current easement language says that it is a private or a public drainage easement that is publicly maintained. And we're going to rededicate it as a public drainage easement, but privately maintained. And the reason for that is to allow a box culvert to be placed into the drainage ditch. So that way the water flow will still be there, but development can occur over that. And the reason for that is to allow the airstrip to basically be rebuilt, redeveloped. So that way we can come in and redo the airstrip to make it usable, because right now it can't actually be used. So that is actually the reason for that vacation. And with that, happy to answer any questions. The exhibit there kind of just shows you the actual entire site. It shows the location of the drainage ditch grid, and then we have the aerial kind of off to the side just to kind of show you the relationship to the airstrip to the actual searchlight.
Any questions from the board?
Is that the only drainage easement on the airport property?
It's the only one that's a public. It's a public drainage easement. There's some private ones because it was originally done as a tentative map, so there's some private to allow flows onto the roadways that were there, but those are going to remain at this time. So this is just for the public easement.
Any other questions or comments?
I just like to say it's exciting that there's finally some movement on the airport. So, with that, if there's no any questions from the board, maybe can ask the public.
Is there any public comment on this issue? Do we have a motion to approve this?
I'll motion to approve of the vacation and abandonment.
And a second.
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next item, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by a majority vote. Public comments. Mr. Yu.
Judy Bendorf, B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Grandpa's Road. Just a few things on friends of an equal name. The new manager out there, Eamon Brennan, had gotten approval from BLM to buy a whole bunch of materials, and there are repairs being made on the barn. Eventually, the roof will be back on, and the ice house. And I'm not sure in the house, there were a few leaks, and I think eventually they'll be looking into those. Our group has a very ambitious work plan where we're hoping to have docents on site several days a week for more tours and so on. This is all in the future. And of course, some more cleanup around there, and potentially even finding a caretaker that would live in a travel trailer over there where the Metro guys are near the tennis court. But there have been a couple of hikes. If you go on our website, you can check. There was one, I think, January 3rd. There was a group took a hikes out to one of the local mine sites. And I'm not sure what the future ones are, but we plan to do 4 a year. And like I said, have someone on site and more frequently and able to do house tours and so on.
All right, thank you, Judy.
Last meeting, there was, I think it was the last meeting when Republic was here, and we found out about the closing our convenience center down to one day. And what was it, December?
November.
Okay, so I just wanted to, I don't know if the board is aware of what the last contract, the one that was made in 96, what that one read. So in 2022, a revised contract with Republic was, the contract was amended or updated. So the original contract, it stated that they were gonna be here, Republic was gonna be at our convenience center for 3 days a week, 4 hours a day. So in 2022, for some reason, the wording changed to a maximum of one Saturday per month for a maximum of 4 hours. And the worst part about this is when you go down to the next paragraph, it says, if the county determines that additional days or hours are needed at any time at the Rural Convenience Center, the franchise will have the sole right to establish rates and collect fees from residents for disposal of solid waste at the convenience center. So if we, as it is right now, if we ask for more days or want more days, it looks like we're gonna have to pay for them. So I certainly would like to know what the county was thinking when they decided to take days away from us and decided to, was it a fast one? I don't know, did Republic throw that in there and the county didn't catch it? Was there an agreement made? I don't know what it was. It just seems weird to me that we have a reduction of service. There's more people obviously that live from way back then. If you go drive through the desert right now, I have my side-by-side out, and I went down Gasoline Road. I found two dumps out there already. So it's starting already. And I know stuff's being dumped in front of that site. The contract does indicate that Republic is responsible for keeping that site maintained. So imagine whatever gets thrown in front of the gate there, they're gonna have to clean up. Just to let you know that for some reason, our commissioners change that wording from 4 days a week to 1 day a month. That's all I have.
Thank you. Yes, Jack, go ahead.
Jack Weaver, 445 East Edition, Searchlight. I'd like to talk about the don't. I really appreciate the people during the Christmas vacation that had the special knowledge to go out there and dump their stuff instead of throwing it all over the desert. So thank you, Searchlight residents, for at least trying to keep the desert clean. I am requesting the town board to write a letter to the BLM. I'll give you the name of the person that to write it to, who's in charge. Explaining to them the dump is going to be only open 1 day a month for 4 hours. We went through this 10 or 15 years ago, and BLM was out here. We tried to control it, and it became uncontrollable, which we're going to have again. So I think if they have knowledge of it, they'll try to help us prevent this mess that we're in. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other public comments? All right, our next meeting date is February 11th, 2026. Meeting is adjourned.
You get from the sheriff to Mitchell.
Yeah.
Was there ever anything implied?